Good morning, everyone. In this quarantine period, when we all are isolated in our homes, our honorable faculty member, Dr. Dharmendra Mehta sir, who has been kind enough to engage us on another fresh audio session in his audio series, today his audio session is on World Trade Organization for MBA, MCOM and related programs.
Good morning, everybody. And the students, fresh day, fresh topic. And today's session is about WTO, World Trade Organization. This is very interesting topic because any organization having a membership of as many as 164 countries representing 98% of the world trade and having a budget of 197 million Swiss francs as on 2019, having a secretarial staff of 625 personnel, really needs a thorough and deep insight study. As I told you in the very beginning, WTO has a very sizable membership of 164 member nations representing 98% of the total world trade. WTO was established on 1st January 1995 and headquarters located at Geneva, Switzerland. Of course, right from your graduation days and in your earlier semesters, you know very well the historical background, how it was created by Uruguay round negotiation right from 1986 to 1994. So the WTO has many roles to play. It operates a global system of trade rules. Of course, it is also acting as a forum for negotiating trade agreements. And surely, it is settling trade disputes between its members, nations, and also supporting the needs of developing countries. All major decisions of the WTO are surely made by the WTO's member governments, either by ministers who usually meet at least every 2 years, or by their representing ambassadors or delegates who too meet regularly in Geneva. Spelling is very easy, Geneva, G-E-N-E-V-A. When we look at the different objectives, the primary purpose of the WTO has been always to open trade for the benefit of all. WTO has got a top decision making body, which is known as the Ministerial Conference. And of course, there is General Council, GC, and various other councils and committees also working. Ministerial conferences usually take place every 2 years, and the General Council is the top day-to-day decision-making body, meeting a number of times in a year in Geneva. WTO has got certain key functions. The primary function is to ensure administering WTO trade agreements, to provide forum for smooth trade negotiations, to handle frequently arising trade disputes, monitoring national trade policies time to time, providing technical assistance and training for developing countries, and also to extend cooperation with other international organizations. So this is all about the functions of WTO. Now when we study the topics like WTO, and I told you initially at the outset that the WTO has got many roles to play, and the roles are subject to not only continents but also it depends upon the business environment of the countries, and also the business environment across nations. Since its creation in 1995, it has become an essential part of global economic governance, and it is the only international organization dealing with the rules of trade between nations. It also works to build the trading capacity of developing and least trade facilitation agreement, and moreover, always it has been a breakthrough provider where the real world economic effects have been properly understood and which can help to improve people's lives the world over. In fact, WTO membership has been always very praiseworthy, and moreover, the WTO provides its members with a tried and tested system of shared rules and principles to support economic cooperation and thereby boosting countries' growth. Undoubtedly, development and job creation around the world and providing a forum for members to raise, discuss, and even potentially solve the complex economic problems which they often face. So it has got its own huge value system in the world economy, and moreover, the 11th Ministerial Conference of Buenos Aires in December 17, I again repeat for your general knowledge purpose, in its 11th Ministerial Conference held at Buenos Aires, Argentina, in December 17, members committed to secure a deal on fisheries subsidies which delivers on sustainable development goal by the end of 2019, thereby the end of previous last year. So World Trade Organization has also been committed to improve the reporting of existing fisheries subsidy programs, and various decisions have always been taken to improve the economic conditions of member nations. Presently, for your general knowledge purpose and also for the competitive exams purpose, Robert Agvidio, Robertio, Agvedio, Roberto Agvidio, is the 6th Director General of the WTO. He became Director General on 1st September 13, served a 4-year term, and at the meeting of its very key body of WTO, known as General Council, in February 2017, WTO members agreed by consensus to again appoint Roberto Agvidio as Director General for a second 4-year term, which eventually started on 1st September 2017. So he has been very successful, and he is always concerned about the development and lifting trade restrictions on several items, and particularly he has been very considered to be very, very effective negotiator in the trade negotiations, as well as with reference to setting his own agenda and also setting the WTO meetings all around the ministerial level as well as the different layers of the organization. Dear students, in my classes before the quarantine period, I have been telling you that the world is complex. Probably, I think in my most of the lectures in all semesters, I have been reminding you that the world is complex. And when I say the world is complex, I clearly mean the business world is also complex. So the World Trade Organization is also complex. So the WTO always tries to reflect, address the complex and dynamic nature of the trade and trade rules across nations. So WTO can always be very, very playing pivotal role in various ways. It is a forum for countries to thresh out their differences on several trade issues or trade disputes. And that is why in its perfect setting and fitting, WTO can settle disputes, it can reduce trade tensions, it can stimulate economic growth, it can cut down the cost of doing business internationally, it can encourage good governance, it can help countries in settling their internal trade matters. Also, when we try to understand WTO from different perspectives, WTO has been having a very important role in terms of its contribution. And moreover, in year 2020, the WTO is marking its, just 4 months back, it marked its 25th anniversary. And in fact, they call it WTO at 25. So since 1995, it's been working. And when we look at the journey of WTO of almost 25 years, the dollar value of world trade has nearly quadrupled. Quadrupled, quadrupled. While the real volume of the world trade has also simultaneously expanded by 2.7 times. It's a very important data. That dynamic growth has happened in cross-border business. Average tariffs have almost halved from 10.5% to 6.4%. Do you know this thing? Average tariffs world over have almost halved. HALVED from 10.5% to 6.4%. For the dozens of economies that joined the WTO, its creation and accession involved in far-reaching reforms. So, in recent years, WTO members have more or less been agreed to streamline border procedures through a landmark agreement on trade facilitation projected to lift trade by over $1 trillion per year. It's a very important data, to lift trade by over $1 trillion per year. So the members have also liberalized trade in information technology products and abolished harmful foreign export subsidies, FARM, foreign export subsidies. But despite several achievements, it will be also no exaggeration on our part that WTO is facing a lot of challenges. And over the last 2 years, governments have been introducing trade restrictions covering a substantial amount of international trade, affecting $747 billion in global imports in the past year, 2018-19 alone. The rising uncertainty about market conditions is also causing business to postpone investment. Just I think we are watching through this phase. We are going through this phase, weighing on growth and the future potential of our economies. So there is no doubt the WTO and trade systems are regarded and respected by as many as 164 member nations as a public good, public welfare good worth preserving, and it needs to be further strengthened. Moreover, that WTO members are always facing problems with respect to their internal trade matters, internal trade matters, as well as their internal economic conditions, also subject to different variables. WTO facts, internal economics also affects the world agreements, trade capacities, and the global trade rules. They also bind governments to keep their trade policies transparent and predictable, which is to everybody's benefit. The risk of disputes spilling over into political or military conflicts also always stand by when such kind of ministerial conferences or such kind of negotiations do take place. The WTO has got its own setup of organizational functioning. On the top, it has got ministerial conference. Then there is a general council, as I said you earlier. General council meeting also looks after settlement of dispute. A dispute settlement body is there. General council meeting also looks after the trade policy review body, appellate body, where the dispute settlement panels are working. Then it has several committees. There are committees on trade and environment, committees on trade and development, a subcommittee on least developed countries, LDC, regional trade agreements committees, balance of payment restriction committee, committee on budget, finance and administration. Then it has got working parties on accession, working groups on trade, debt and finance, trade and technology transfer, and very, very much they also study the relationship between trade and investment, interaction between trade and competition policies, transparencies in government procurement. Now, under the General Council, there are as many as 6 components keep on working. There is a plurilateral information technology agreement committee. There is a council for trade in goods. There is a council for trade related aspects of intellectual property rights. There is a separate council for trade in services. There is a plurilaterals for trade in civil aircraft committee, government procurement committee, trade negotiations committee. Then there are committees on trade in financial services, specific commitments, working parties on domestic regulation, general agreement on trade in services rules, and the council for trade in goods is backed up by or supported by key committees on market access, committee on agriculture, committee on sanitary and phytosanitary measures, technical barriers to trade, committees on subsidies and countervailing measures. Be careful, countervailing spelling countervailing, countervailing measures, Committees on Anti-Dumping Practices, Committee on Customs Valuation, Committee on Rules of Origin, Committee on Import Licensing, Committee on Trade-Related Investment Measures, Safeguards, Committee on Trade Facilitation. Of course, General Council for Trade in Goods is also supported by Working Party on State Trading Enterprises. Now, when the Doha Development Agenda was taken up, a lot of trade negotiations committee and its bodies were created. So, special sessions of services councils, TRIPS TRIPS Council, then the dispute settlement body, agricultural committee and cotton subcommittee, trade and development committee, trade and environment committee, and in fact negotiating groups on market access rules too were created to support the very very multifunctional organization structure of the WTO. So by way of this WTO chart, we were able to understand how important the role it plays in settling across subject matters and across the intercontinental and intercountry disputes. So this was the very interesting part of understanding the organizational chart. India has made an advance payment of Swiss franc 44,55,445, almost about rupees 33 crores as its contribution to the WTO for the 2020. The payment was made in December last year, and India is one of the few countries who pay their dues well on time, and these contributions are very important, which is being based on a formula that takes into account each member's share of international trade. Miscellaneous income, mainly consisting of contributions from observer countries, income from sale of obligations and rental of meeting rooms, is also included. So the WTO derives most of the income for its annual budget from contribution by its member countries. As I told you, the topmost decision-making body of the WTO is the Ministerial Conference, which usually meets every 2 years. It brings together all members of the WTO, all of which are countries or custom unions. So the Ministerial Conference can take decisions on all matters under any of the multilateral trade agreements. Then we have General Council in the WTO, highest level decision-making body, located in Geneva. Then it has, General Council has representatives. General Council also meets under different rules as the General Council, the Trade Policy Review Board and the Dispute Settlement Body. Then it has three councils, the Councils for Trade in Goods, Goods Council, the Council for Trade in Services, Services Council, then TRIPS, TRIPS Council, and all these are responsible for the workings of the WTO agreements dealing with their respective areas of trade. Then they have got the Trade Policy Review Body, TPRB, DSP, Dispute Settlement Body, to deal with disputes between WTO members. Then they've got, the DSB has authority in form of the establishing dispute settlement panels, referring matters to arbitration, adopt panel, appellate body and arbitration reports, maintaining surveillance over the implementation of recommendations and rulings contained such reports. Appellate body was also established in 1995 under the Article 17 of the DSU, and the DSB shall appoint persons to serve on the appellate body for a 4-year term. Then there is a Goods Council, as I told you earlier, the Council for Trade in Goods. Then there is Services Council, the Council for Trade in Services. It is open to all WTO members. Now, sometimes students do ask questions, how many WTO ministerial conferences have been organized? So the first ministerial conference, which is known as MC1, was held in Singapore in 1996. And the last one was organized in Buenos Aires, Argentina in 2017. The first conference, as I told you, it held from 9 to 13 December 1996. Then the Singapore issues were trade and investment, trade facilitation, transparency in government procurement, and trade and competition. The second MC was held in Geneva, Switzerland from 18th to 20th May, and the focus was on members relating to implementation of existing agreements and decisions, and the decisions which were taken at Marrakesh meeting, and the priority areas for the next round, especially on agriculture, including market access and export subsidies, were discussed. The third conference held in Seattle, 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 USA, November 30th to December 3rd in 1999. There were two major issues: to start a new comprehensive round of negotiation, built in agenda for agriculture and services, and what should be included in the next round of meeting. Then the fourth round of ministerial conference took place in Doha, very important round considered in the history of WTO, Doha, D-O-H-A, Doha, Qatar, 9 to 13th November 2001. The agriculture, special and differential treatment for developing countries, and services, the negotiations on trade and services, and of course, the market access for non-agriculture products, transparency in government procurements were discussed with a lot of considerations, and capacity building issues were also discussed. The fifth MC took place in Cancun, Mexico from 10 to 14 September. The main task was to take stock of progress in negotiations and the work undertaken at the Doha Development Agenda. Sixth round of ministerial conference took place in Hong Kong from 13 to 18th December 2005, and the issues were largely same as discussed at Doha round in 2006, but here it was considered that they should go for an interim package, and especially for duty and quota free access for at least 97% of products originating from the least developed countries, LDCs. Then they also discussed the tariff cuts and how to handle the Swiss formula mandating greater cuts in higher tariffs, and decided that modalities for tariff reduction be established by April 30, 2006. Then the ministerial conference, seventh, took place in Geneva, Switzerland, from 30th November to 2nd December 2009. The theme of the conference was the WTO, the multilateral trading system, and the current global economic environment. Then the eighth ministerial conference took place again in Geneva, Switzerland, 15 to 17 December 2011. And it adopted a number of decisions on IPR, intellectual property rights, electronic commerce, small economies, service waiver schemes, special and differential treatment provisions to the WTO agreements. Then the ninth conference took place in Bali, B-A-L-I, Bali, Indonesia, from 3rd to 6th December. The conference adopted the Bali package, a series of decisions aimed at streamlining trade, more options for providing food security became very important area for deliberation, and the Bali package comprised of broader Doha round negotiations. Then 10th conference took place in Nairobi, Kenya, N-A-I-R-O-B-I, Nairobi, Kenya, from 15th to 19th December 2015, and it culminated in the adoption of the Nairobi Package, a series of decisions on agriculture, cotton, and issues related to least developed countries were discussed. Special safeguard mechanism for developing country members, public stock holding for food security purposes, export competition, stressing the vital importance of cotton to a number of developing economies, and particularly the LDCs. LDC issues, preferential rules of origin for LDCs, implementation of preferential treatment in favor of services, and service suppliers of least developed countries were also discussed. The decisions in Nairobi built upon 2013 Bali ministerial decision on preferential rules of origin for LDCs. Then the last ministerial conference, known as 11th ministerial conference, took place in Buenos Aires. The spelling is very tricky. Buenos Aires, A-I-R-E-S, Buenos Aires, Argentina. The conference ended with a number of ministerial decisions, including on fisheries subsidies and e-commerce duties, and a commitment to continue negotiations in all areas. And the latest edition till date was supposed to be organized. It should be organized in Nur Sultan, Kazakhstan, from 8th to 11th June 2020, in the ministerial conference round 12. The WTO members agreed that the organization's 12th ministerial conference may take place in June 2020 in Kazakhstan, which itself joined the WTO almost 5 years back in year 2015. So all these rounds of ministerial conferences have been very important, right from bilateral perspective, plurilateral perspectives, and negotiations and trade facilitation perspectives. So all in all, WTO is contributing to the world. The WTO is one of the three international organizations. The other two, as you know, I've been discussing with you in class, International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the World Bank Group, which by and large formulate and coordinate world economic policy. So WTO is playing a crucial role in the international trade, global economics, and the political and legal issues arising in the international business because of globalization. No doubt, WTO has emerged as the world's most powerful institution for reducing trade-related barriers between the countries and opening new markets. So, decisions in WTO are typically taken by consensus among all members, and they are ratified by members' parliaments. This leads to a more prosperous, peaceful, and accountable economic world. So, recently, an amendment to the WTO's IPR agreement entered into force in 2017, easing poor economies' access to affordable medicines. So, WTO agreements have been very important, and we can say that India, being a founder member of General Agreement on Trade and Tariff in 1947 and its successor to the WTO, India's participation has been very always looked after, and it is playing a very important role that how stability and predictability, which ultimately would lead to more trade and prosperity. So this was all about WTO. Since the WTO is consensus-based, reaching an agreement on reforms among all 164 members, it's always a very difficult side, the how 164 member nations come upon an agreement. But one possibility moving forward would be always that a plurilateral agreement with a group of like-minded countries on a new set of rules that would always serve as an addendum or supplementary to the broader WTO. So, world is going through a very pandemic kind of phase. Almost we are seeing the Brexit. We are observing the global economy passing through different kinds of fluctuations. So the role of WTO is very crucial in future to preserve global liberalized economic system evolved since the end of the Second World War. So this was all about my presentation, dear students. If you have any question, any doubt, you can always drop a question to me, and I am available to you. Thank you very much. Stay safe, stay healthy.